The 29th Flash. Preface. 13 years ago, my heart combined with my mind and urged me to the way of reflective thought which the Quran of Miraculous Exposition commands, with such verses as, that you may consider, Quran Surah 2, verse 219, and Surah 2, verse 266. Perchance they may reflect, Quran Surah 7, verse 176, etc. Do they not reflect in their own minds? Did Allah create the heavens and the earth? Surah 30, verse 8. There are signs for those who consider. Quran, Surah 13, verse 3, etc. The hadith, the meaning of which is, an hour's reflective thought is better than a year's voluntary worship, states that on occasion, an hour's reflection may be equivalent to a year's worship. It also offers powerful encouragement for reflective thought. For myself, in order to preserve the extensive lights and lengthy truths which appeared to my mind and heart during the 13 years I have followed this way, I recorded a number of phrases by way of indications, not to point out those lights, but to indicate their existence, facilitate reflection, and preserve the order. I used to recite the phrases to myself, verbally in varying Arabic terms when I embarked on the reflection. On being repeated thousands of times over this long period, neither did I become wearied, nor did the pleasure they afforded diminish, nor the spirit's need of them lessen. Because, since the reflection all consisted of flashes from Quranic verses, the qualities of these verses were represented in the mirror of that reflective thought. I realized recently that the powerful source of life and brilliant lights in the various parts of the Risale-Nur are flashes of those sequences of thought. Thinking that they would have the same effect on others that they had on me, I made the intention to set them all down in writing towards the end of my life. Certainly, very important parts of them have been included in the Risale-Nur, but a further power and value will be found in them in their totality. Since the end of life is not clear, and since the conditions here of my imprisonment have taken on a form worse than death, not waiting for my life to end, on the insistence and importunity of my brothers, those sequences of thought have been written, without changing them, as 7 chapters. The remaining 6 chapters of this flash have been published in hand-duplicated editions of the flashes and not included here. The 3rd chapter, on the degrees of Allah is Most Great. We shall mention 7 of its 33 degrees. An important part of those degrees have been expounded in the 2nd station of the 20th letter, at the end of the 2nd stopping place of the 32nd word, and at the beginning of the 3rd stopping place. Those who want to understand the reality of those degrees should refer to those 2 parts of the Risale-Nur. The 1st degree, say, praise be to Allah, who begets no son and has no partner in his dominion, nor needs he any to protect him from humiliation. Yes, magnify him for his greatness and glory. Quran, Surah 17, verse 111. Allah is most great. May his glory be exalted. In regard to power and knowledge, greater is he than everything. For he is the creator, the maker, the giver of form, who through his power fashions man like the universe. He writes the universe with the pen of his determining, as he writes man with the same pen. For the macrocosm is like the microcosm. Both are fashioned by his power, inscribed by his pen. He creates the macrocosm as a place of prostration, while he gives existence to the microcosm so that it is prostrating. He brings the former into being as property, while he gives existence to the latter as owned and needy for property. His art in the former displays it as a book, while his colouring in the latter shines through speech. His power in the former reveals his majesty, while his mercy in the latter arrays his bounty. His majesty in the former testifies that he is one, while his bounty in the latter proclaims he is single, undivided. His stamp on the former is on all things, universal and particular, whether at rest or in motion, while his seal on the latter is on the body and on the limbs and on their cells and particles. Now, consider his works as a whole. You will see as clearly as daylight, absolute profusion with an absolute order and regularity, with absolute speed yet absolute balance, with absolute ease yet absolute skill, on a vast scale yet with absolute beauty of art, over infinite distances yet with complete unity of kind, with absolute intermingling yet absolute differentiation, with absolute lack of expense together with absolute value. This situation testifies to the mind as it compels the foolish dissembler to accept that this art and unity is the work of one possessing absolute power, one possessing absolute knowledge. In unity lies absolute ease, while in multiplicity and associating partners with Allah are incomprehensible difficulties. If all things are attributed to one, then the creation of the universe is as easy as the creation of a palm tree, and the palm tree as the fruit. But when ascribed to multiplicity, to create a palm tree is as difficult as creating the universe, and each fruit as difficult as the tree, so difficult as to be impossible. For with a single act, a single person may obtain a single result and situation for many things without difficulty, without having recourse to other means. Whereas, if the situation and result are referred to many, it would be possible to obtain them only with great trouble and dispute and pursuing other means. It would be like an officer referring his duty to the soldiers, the master builder to the stones of a building, the earth to the planets, the waterfall to the drops of water, and the central point of a circle to all the points on the circumference. Through the mystery of relations, an unlimited power is present in unity. A thing or cause is not compelled to carry the sources of its strength, and the work resulting from the cause gains its greatness in relation to the thing on which it relies. But when partners are associated with Allah, all causes are obliged to carry their own sources of strength, and the resulting works diminish to the extent of their own size. It is because of this that an ant and a fly defeated tyrants, and a tiny seed bears upon it a huge tree. If all things are ascribed to one person, there is no need for creation from absolute non-existence. Creation rather consists of transferring a being which has existence in knowledge to external existence, like transferring the image on the mirror at the back of a camera onto photographic paper, thus establishing its external existence with complete ease. Or like revealing words written in invisible ink by spreading a special substance on the writing. When things are ascribed to causes and multiplicity, it necessitates that they are created from absolute non-existence, and this is impossible. The most difficult of things, in unity, is an ease. It is so easy as to be necessary, while in multiplicity is great difficulty. It is so difficult as to be impossible. In accordance with wisdom, with unity, it is possible to create a being from absolute non-existence. That is, to create a being at a pure non-being instantaneously, without matter, and to pour particles into the mould, which has existence in knowledge, without difficulty or confusion. While, as all the intelligent agree, with multiplicity and associating partners with Allah, original creation is not possible from non-existence. Because for the existence of a living creature, particles and elements dispersed throughout the earth have to be gathered together, and when there is no mould existent in knowledge to preserve the particles in the body of the animate creature, all the particles have to possess all-encompassing knowledge and absolute will. In addition, There is no need at all for those things supposed to be partners to Allah, just as it is impossible for them to be partners. To claim, therefore, that they are partners is purely arbitrary. There is nothing in beings to suggest that they have any role in their creation. No sign, for the creation of the heavens and the earth necessitates perfect, infinite power, which is in no need of partners. If there were partners, it would necessitate their limiting that infinite and utterly perfect power and bringing it to an end in infinite time. Although there is no necessity for this, indeed, although the reverse is necessitated, and this is impossible in five respects, such partners are therefore impossible and precluded. Moreover, beings in no way suggest or point to their existence. We have expounded this matter in the first stopping place of the 32nd word, showing how all things, from minute particles to planets, and from planets to individual facial features, in the second stopping place, reject the ascribing of partners with Allah, and pointing out the stamp of divine unity on all of them. Just as he has no partners, so he has no assistants or ministers. Causes are nothing other than fine veils to the disposal of pre-eternal power. In reality, they have no creative effect. For the highest of causes, and the one with most extensive will, is man. And out of 100 parts of the most obvious volitional acts, such as eating, speaking, and thinking, he has only one dubious part. If the true power of disposal of the highest causes and the one with the most extensive will is thus restricted, as you have seen, then how is it possible for the animals and inanimate creatures to have part in the creation and dominicality of the Creator of the heavens and the earth? Just as the envelope in which a king sends a gift, or the handkerchief in which he wraps a present, or the retainer who brings the gift to you, cannot be partners in the king's sovereignty, so too the causes by which bounties are sent, or the coffers containing the bounties stored up for us, or the causes wrapped up as divine gifts and sent to us as presents, cannot be partners or assistants of Allah, or intermediaries which have any effect. The second degree. Allah is most great. May His glory be exalted. In regard to power and knowledge greater than everything, He is the Creator, all-knowing, the Maker, all-wise, most merciful, all-compassionate. For the beings of the earth and the lofty celestial bodies in the garden of the universe are self-evidently miracles of the power of an all-knowing Creator. And the adorned and multicolored plants laid out in the park of the face of the earth, and the many varieties of animals displayed and spread throughout the park, are necessarily the wonders of art of an all-wise Maker. And the smiling flowers and decorated fruits in the gardens of this park are clearly the gifts of a most merciful and compassionate One. These miracles of power and wonders of art and gifts of His mercy testify, call out, and proclaim that their Creator, Fashioner, and Bestower is powerful over all things and knowing of all things, that His mercy and knowledge encompass all things. In relation to His power, particles and stars are equal, few and many are equal, small and great, finite and infinite are equal. All the events of the past and its strange happenings, which are miracles of an all-wise Maker's art, testify that this Maker is powerful over all possibilities of the future and its strange events. For He is an all-knowing Creator, exalted, all-wise. Glory be to the One who made the earth the exhibition of His art, the gathering place of His creatures, the manifestation of His power, the means of His wisdom, the garden of His mercy, the arable field of His paradise, the place of passage of creatures, the place through which beings flow, the measure of His artifacts, the embellished animals, the decorated birds, the trees made fruitful, the plants adorned with flowers, are all miracles of His knowledge, marvels of His fashioning, gifts of His munificence, proofs of His grace. Blossoms smiling with the adornment of fruits, birds singing in the early morning breeze, rain pattering on the petals of flowers, mothers tenderly embracing their young. All make known, one all-loving, make loved, one most merciful, most kind and generous to jinn and man, to spirit beings, the angels, and to animals. Grains and fruit, seeds and flowers, are miracles of wisdom, marvels of art, gifts of mercy, proofs of unity. They testify to his grace in the realm of the hereafter. They are truthful witnesses, testifying that their Creator is powerful over all things, and knowing of all things, that with his mercy and knowledge and creativity, planning, art, and fashioning, he encompasses all things. In relation to his creation, planning, art, and fashioning, the sun is like a tiny seed, a star like a flower, the earth like a grain. For seeds and fruits are mirrors of unity in every part of multiplicity. They point to divine determining. They are signs of power showing the unity of the source of this multiplicity. Proceeding from that source, they testify to the unity of their Creator's art and fashioning. Then, on their coming to an end, in unity they recount the wisdom of their Maker's creativity and planning. Seeds and fruits are also illusions of wisdom, indicating that the Creator of the universal looks with all his encompassing view to the particular, then to the parts, for the fruits are the clearest aim of the tree's creation. Thus, man is the aim of the universe, and the chief aim of the Creator of all beings. Man's heart is like a seed, and the most luminous mirror to the Maker of creatures. It is due to this wisdom that in the universe, insignificant man is the chief means to and reason for the resurrection of beings, and the destruction, transformation, change, and renewal of the universe. Allah is most great, O Mighty One. The mind cannot penetrate the essence of your tremendousness. All beings recite together, there is no God but He. Perpetually seeking their needs, they declare, O Truth. Altogether, they recite, O Living One. The third degree. Footnote number 7. This third degree considers a flower and a beautiful woman. The huge spring is a flower, and so is paradise. They are the places of manifestation of this degree. The world is a beautiful and vast human being. Huris and spirit beings, animals and men, all as realms of being, bear the meaning of a human being through their pages. They show the divine names this degree depicts. This is explained and elucidated at the beginning of the third stopping place of the 32nd word. Allah is most great. May his glory be exalted in respect of power and knowledge greater than all things. For he is all-powerful, the determiner, all-knowing, all-wise, the giver of form, munificent, gracious, the adorner, the bestower of bounties, loving, the one who makes himself known, most merciful, all-compassionate, kind, the beauteous one of absolute beauty and perfection, the pre-eternal inscriber. What is the reality of the universe as a whole with its parts and with its levels and pages? And what is the reality of beings as a whole and as individuals and in regard to existence and permanence? Other than being well-ordered, measured writings of the pen of his determining and decree according to knowledge and wisdom, and the depictions of the compasses of his knowledge and wisdom traced with art, and the adornments of the shining hand of his art and bestowal of form, his embellishing and illuminating with grace and munificence, and the flowers of the subtleties of his grace and munificence, his making himself known and loved bountifully with mercy, and the fruits of superabundance of spring of his mercy and bounty, and his pity and tenderness with beauty and perfection, and the flashes of eternal beauty, a perpetual perfection, testified to by the transience of mirrors, and flowing on the places of reflection, together with the continuance of the beauty's manifestation through the passage of the seasons, the centuries, the epochs, together with the perpetual bestowal of bounty, throughout the passage of creatures, time and beings. Yes, the fleeting nature of the mirrors and passing of beings together with the constant manifestations and effulgences shows with the utmost clarity that the evident beauty and shining perfection do not belong to the places of manifestation. They prove most clearly and eloquently that they belong to a transcendent beauty, a transcendent bestower, to the necessarily existent, the enduring one, the loving one. For a perfect work, self evidently points to a perfect act, and a perfect act necessarily points to a perfect name and perfect performer of the act, and a perfect name doubtlessly points to a perfect attribute, and a perfect attribute without doubt points to a perfect quality, and a perfect quality certainly points in a way worthy of such one to the perfection of his essence. This is absolutely certain. The fourth degree. Allah is most great. May his glory be exalted, for he is all just, the pre-eternal, all-wise arbiter and sovereign, who established the body of the tree of the universe in 6 days in accordance with the principles of his wisdom and will. He divided it into sections in accordance with the rules of his determining and decree. He set it in order through the laws of his practices. He adorned and embellished it according to the laws of his mercy and favour. He illuminated it through the manifestations of his names and attributes. All this is testified to by the order and regularity of his artifacts, the adorning of his beings, and their mutual resemblance and harmony, their mutual assistance and cooperation, their embracing one another, and the conscious, skillful art in all things in accordance with the measure of their capabilities, specified by divine determining. The universal wisdom in the order of the universe, and the perfect favour in its adornment, and the all-encompassing mercy in the grace bestowed in it, and the sustenance and provisions to nurture its beings, and through its manifesting the essential attributes of its Creator, the wondrous life and art it displays, and the intended beauties of its embellishment, and despite its transience, the constant manifestation of reflected beauty in it, and the true love in its heart for the one it worships, and the attraction evident in its ecstasy, and the agreement of all perfected ones in its concerning the unity of its Creator, and the benefits followed in all its parts, and its results achieved through wise planning, and the generous nurturing of its living beings, and the perfect order in the changes in its chief elements, and the vast aims followed in the order of its totality, and its instantaneous creation with utterly perfected art, without need for either time or matter, and the wise individualities given to its beings, hesitant amid limitless possibilities, and the most numerous and various needs of its beings being met at the most appropriate times in unexpected ways, and even their smallest wishes, which they themselves are unable to meet, and the absolute strength manifested in its weakness, and the absolute power manifested in its impotence, and the life apparent in its lifelessness, and the encompassing consciousness apparent in its ignorance, and the perfect order within its changes, necessitating the existence of another who is unchanging, and its glorifications like concentric circles centered on one point, and the acceptance of its 3 sorts of supplications, offered through the tongue of latent ability, the tongue of innate need, and the tongue of exigency, and the invocations and witnessings and effulgences in its worship, and the order in its determining, and the peace found in the remembrance of its Creator, and the worship in it being a means of bringing together its beginning and its end, and the cause of its perfections becoming apparent, and the purposes of its Maker being realized. And together with these, all the rest of the universe's attributes, states, and circumstances testify that all its beings are under the direction of a single wise planner and sustained by a single munificent provider, that they are all the servants of a single master, under the disposal of a single disposer, and that their source is the power of a single one, the many seals of whose unity are apparent on all the missives of all the pages of his beings. Yes, all flowers and fruits, and plants and trees, and animals and stones, and even particles and clods, in all valleys and on all mountains, and deserts and wildernesses, are seals between the inscriptions and the works. To those who look with care, they show that whoever made the work is he who wrote the inscription, which comprises the place. He is also the inscriber of the face of the earth and beneath the seas. He inscribed, too, the sun and the moon on the face of the heavens, which contains many such missives. May the glory of their inscriber be exalted. Allah is most great. The world and all in it reside together. There is no God but He. The fifth degree. Footnote number 8. This is explained and illustrated in the addendum to the first stopping place of the 32nd word and in the second station of the 20th word. Allah is most great, for He is the all-powerful Creator, the giver of form, all-seeing, of whose divinity and tremendousness the heavenly bodies and brilliant glittering stars are proofs. They are rays testifying to His dominicality and splendor. They testify to and proclaim His glittering sovereignty and dominicality. They proclaim the vast extent of His rule and His wisdom and the majestic vastness of His power. Listen to the verse. Do they not look at the sky above them, how we have made it and adorned it, and there are no flaws in it? Quran, Surah 50, verse 6. Then look at the face of the heavens. You see how it is silent in its tranquility, how it is in motion with wisdom, how it is radiant with majesty, how it smiles with its adornment, within the order of its creation, the symmetry of its art, the shining of its lamp, the sun, for the changing of the seasons, the stages of its candle, the moon, to illuminate the tracks, the glittering of its stars to adorn the worlds. Proclaim to those who think of an infinite, unending sovereignty regulating this world. Thus, the all-powerful Creator is knowing of all things. His will is all-encompassing. What He wills is, and what He does not will is not. He is powerful over all things through His essential, all-embracing, absolute power. Like it is neither possible nor imaginable for the sun today to exist without light or heat, so it is neither possible nor imaginable for a God and the Creator of the heavens to exist without all-embracing knowledge and absolute power. Of necessity, He is knowing of all things. With all-encompassing knowledge essential to His being, of necessity, such knowledge is connected with all things. Through the mystery of presence, witnessing, penetration, and luminous all comprehension, it is not possible for anything to be separate or outside of such knowledge. The balance and order to be observed in all beings, and the ordered proportionateness, and the universal wisdom, and the perfect bestowal, and measured regularity, and the determined fruitfulness, and the specified appointed hour of death, and the regular sustenance, the utter excellence and precision as established by science, and the solicitous adornment, and the utterly perfect differentiation, balance, order, and skill, and the absolute ease, all testify to the all-encompassing knowledge of the one all-knowing of the unseen and all things. As the verse, should he not know, he that created? And he is the one that understands the finest mysteries and is well acquainted with them. Quran, Surah 67, verse 14, indicates the existence of a thing necessitates knowledge, and the light of existence of all things necessitates the light of knowledge. The comparison between man's fine art pointing to his intelligence and the evidence of man's creation to his Creator's knowledge is like the comparison of the infinitesimal light of a firefly on a dark night and the splendid brilliance of the sun at noon on the face of the earth. And if he is knowing of all things, so he is willing of all things. For it is not possible for something to grow, for something to be realized, without it being willed. And just as power is effectual and knowledge distinguishes, so will specifies. Then the existence of things is realized. There are evidences to the existence of the divine will and choice to the number of states, stages, and attributes of things. Yes, all beings being given order and appointed with particular attributes from among limitless possibilities, amid fruitless ways, from among confused floods of incongruous elements, with such fine and sensitive order, and their being given balance with such fine and sensitive balance, as is to be observed, and the creation of the heavens, well-ordered living beings, from simple, lifeless matter, like man and his physical systems, from sperm and birds and their limbs from eggs, and trees and their various members from seeds, show that all things are specified and determined through his will and choice and volition. Just as things of the same sort, corresponding to one another, and members of the same species resembling each other in regard to basic members, shows that of necessity their maker is one, single, so too each member having a wise individuality marked by orderly distinguishing features, indicates that one single maker is an agent with will and choice, who acts as he wishes and commands as he wills. Just as that all-knowing and willing creator has knowledge of all things, and is willing of all things, and has all-embracing knowledge and all-encompassing will, and total choice, so too he has necessary, essential, perfect power, proceeding from his essence and necessary to it. The intervention of his opposite is impossible, for that would necessitate the combining of opposites, which is impossible, as all are agreed. So there are no degrees in his power. Particles and stars are equal in relation to it, as are many and few, small and great, particulars and universals, parts and the whole, man and the universe, and the seed and the tree. Through the mystery of luminosity, transparency, reciprocity, balance, order, and conformity. According to the testimony of absolute order, absolute balance, and absolute differentiation, together with absolute speed, ease, and multiplicity. Through the mystery of the assistance of unity, the facility of unity, and the manifestation of oneness. Through the wisdom of necessity, total detachment and disengagedness, and the complete otherness of essence. Through the mystery of unrestrictedness, not being bound by space and indivisibility. Through the wisdom of the transformation of obstructions and difficulties into means for facilitation. If there was need, though there is none, like veins in human beings and metal wires for conducting electricity and subtle forces. Through the wisdom of particles being of no less eloquence than the stars, nor particulars of less eloquence than universals, nor parts less than wholes, nor the few less than the many, nor the small less than the great, nor man less than the world, nor seeds being of less eloquence than the tree. According to all these, particles are equal to the stars before that power. Few are equal to many, small are equal to great, the parts and the equal to the whole. Particulars are equal to universals, man is equal to the world, and the seed equal to the tree. It cannot be deemed unlikely that whoever creates the former creates the latter, for the beings that are encompassed are miniature samples of the universal, encompassing beings, and are like tiny missives or points distilled from them. That is to say, that the thing that is encompassed has to be in the grasp of the power of the creator of the encompassing being, so that the miniature sample of the encompassing being may be contained within the encompassed thing through the principles of his knowledge, and the summary of the encompassing being may be pressed out of it in accordance with the balance of his wisdom. A Quran of wisdom written on an atom in particles of ether is of no less eloquence than a Quran of grandeur written on the pages of the heavens with the ink of the sun and the stars. Similarly, The creation of a bee or an ant is of no less eloquence than the creation of a date palm or an elephant, and the art of a rose is of no less eloquence than a shining star, and so on. Further examples may be made in the same way. Furthermore, the complete ease in the creation of things has led the people of misguidance to confuse the formation of things with self-formation, which necessitates superstitious impossibilities which not only the reason rejects, but from even fancy flees in disgust. While for the people of truth and reality, it proves certainly and necessarily that before the power of the Creator of the universe, stars and particles are equal. May his glory be exalted and name magnified. There is no God but he. The sixth degree. Footnote number 11. If this sixth degree had been written similarly to the other degrees, it would have been extremely lengthy, for the clear book and the clear record cannot be explained in concise terms. However, since it has been discussed a little in the 13th word, we've cut short the discussion here and left detailed explanation of it to the study session. May his glory be exalted and sublimity extolled. Allah is most great. In regard to power and knowledge, he is greater than all things. For he is all just, all wise, all powerful, all knowing, one, single, the pre-eternal sovereign. All the worlds are within the grasp of his order and balance and ordering and balancing, of his justice and wisdom, and knowledge and power, and under their sway. They manifest his unity and oneness, as may be surmised certainly, indeed may be observed, for there is nothing in existence which is outside the bounds of the order and balance and ordering and balancing. They are the two domains of the clear record and the clear book. These are two titles, the former of the knowledge and command of the all-knowing and wise one, the latter of the power and will of the mighty and all-compassionate one. For the order and balance in this book and the record are two shining proofs for those possessing wisdom and with two eyes in their head, that nothing at all in existence and time is outside the grasp of power of a most merciful one, the ordering of one most kind, the adorning of one most clement, the balancing of a requiter. In short, the manifestations of the names of the first and last in creation look to the beginnings and ends of beings, and their origin and progeny, and the past and the future, and to the divine command and knowledge. They point to the clear record, while a manifestation of the names of outward and inward in the creation of things indicate the clear book. For the universe is like a vast tree, and all the worlds within it are also like trees. You may therefore draw a comparison between the creation of a single tree and that of the universe, together with all its worlds and realms. The tree has an origin and source, which is the seed from which it sprang, and it has progeny, which continues its functions after its death, which is the seed in its fruit. Thus, its beginning and end are the manifestations of the names of the first and last. Through order and wisdom, beginning and original seed are an index and timetable comprising all the laws of the tree's formation. The seeds and its fruits, which are its end, are the place of manifestation of the name of last. The seeds and its fruit, created with a perfect wisdom, are like small coffers in which have been placed an index and timetable for the formation of a similar tree. Inscribed in them, with the pen of divine determining, are the laws of the formation of future trees. The tree's outer aspect is a manifestation of the name of outward, for its outer appearance displays perfect order and balancing and wisdom, as though it was an ornate and decorated garment with which the tree has been clothed with perfect wisdom and grace in accordance with the measure of its stature. The tree's inner aspect is a manifestation of the name of inward. It displays perfect order and planning and astounds minds. It distributes the substances necessary for the tree's life to its various members with complete regularity, as though this inner aspect was a wondrous machine working with the utmost orderly balance. Thus its origin is a wondrous timetable and its end an astonishing index, both indicating the clear record, while its outer aspect is a gorgeous robe full of art, and its inner aspect a machine of utmost regularity, both pointing to the clear book. And like man's faculty of memory points to the preserved tablet, and is a proof of it, so the original seeds of all trees and their fruits point to the clear record. While their outer and inner aspects allude to the clear book, comparisons may therefore be made between this particular tree and the tree of the earth and its past and future, and the tree of the universe and its beginnings and its future, and the tree of man and his forebears and progeny, and so on. May their Creator's glory be exalted. There is no God but He. O One Sublime, you do not guide the mind to the true essence of your grandeur, nor lead it to the substance of your tremendousness, for it is important to comprehend them. The seventh degree. Allah is most great. May His glory be exalted. In respect of power and knowledge, He is greater than all things, for He is the Creator, the Opener, the Doer, most knowing, the Bestower, most effulgent, the pre-eternal Sun. The universe together with its realms and beings is a shadow of His lights. They are the works of His acts and the colours of the impresses of the various manifestations of His names and the lines inscribed by the pen of His determining and decree and mirrors to the manifestations of His attributes, beauty, glory and perfection. According to the consensus of the pre-eternal witness known through all His books and scriptures and His Quranic verses and creational signs, and the consensus of the earth with all its worlds together with their essential and total want and need, and the absolute wealth and riches displayed on them, and the consensus of all the prophets, saints and purified scholars, the people of witnessing with luminous spirits, light-filled hearts and illuminated minds, through all their researches, uncoverings, effulgences and invocations. They are all agreed, from the earth to the lofty and lowly bodies, with their endless certain testimony and certain affirmation in their acceptance of the testimony of the creational signs of the Quranic verses and the revealed books and scriptures, the very testimony of the necessarily existent one, that all beings are the works of His power, the missives of His determining, the mirrors to His names, and the representations of His lights. May His glory be exalted, for there is no God but He.